Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that will assist you in opening awareness to your own incredible truth and empower your journey to authentic living. Thank you so much for tuning into the show. Our tool today is Stay True to You. This is not to be confused with stay true to your beliefs. Our beliefs are often determined by our egoic selves, while our truth is always governed by our essence. Our truth is found when we look within and open awareness to the goodness, love, and strength that we all have within our hearts. Our truth is expressed when we release the ego-based beliefs that we have learned and adopted along the path of life and express solely from our essence. My opening statement for the show each week is a statement of my intention for you, and is an affirmation and an inspiration for me. Today's tool speaks directly to empowering our life journeys through awareness to our own incredible truth. I want to begin today by sharing a beautiful story that many of you have probably read before. It's been circulating the internet for years, and it's just a very powerful story, and I receive more and more meaning from it each time I read it, and I hope the same holds true for you. And so here's a story. A young woman complained to her mother about the hardships and difficulties in her life. She didn't know how she was going to continue and wanted to just give up. The young woman said, "I'm tired of fighting and struggling. It seems that as soon as one problem is solved, a new one appears." In response, her mother took her to the kitchen and filled three pots with water, placing each one of them on the stove over a high flame. Soon the water came to a boil. In the first pot, she placed carrots. In the second, she placed eggs. And in the last, she ground up coffee beans and placed the grounds into the water. She let them sit and boil without saying a word. And in about 20 minutes, she turned off the burners. The mother then fished the carrots out and placed them in a bowl. She removed the eggs and placed them in a different bowl. And then she ladled the coffee out and placed it in a bowl. Turning to her daughter, she said, "Tell me what you see." "Carrots, eggs, and coffee," the daughter replied. Her mother brought her closer and asked her to feel the carrots. She did, and she noted that they were soft. The mother then asked the daughter to take an egg and break it. After peeling off the shell, she observed the hard-boiled egg. Finally, the mother asked the daughter to sip the coffee, and the daughter smiled as she tasted its rich flavor. The daughter then asked, "What does this mean, mother?" Her mother explained that each of these objects had faced the same adversity, which was the boiling water, and each reacted differently. The carrot went from strong and hard and unrelenting to, even though it started out as strong and hard and unrelenting, it had been subjected to the boiling water, which softened it, and it became weak. The egg, on the other hand, had been fragile, its thin outer shell just protecting the liquid interior. But after the boiling water, its inside became hardened. But the coffee grounds were unique. After they were in the boiling water, they changed the water itself. The daughter in this story is a wonderful example of what occurs when we allow our egoic illusions to take hold and define us. She defined her truth as being unable to handle the pressures of the world. She believed that as times got tough, she was unable to handle what was thrown in front of her. Her ego controlled her belief and created an illusion of truth for her. She was blinded from seeing the truth of her essence and believed that there was nothing for her to do but give in. So let me ask you this. Are you being changed by life, or are you staying true to you and changing life? Are you becoming soft under the pressure of the circumstance in your life? Are you hardening your heart due to those circumstances? Or are you changing the world around you? Many of us have become numb to the situations in our world and work to convince ourselves that we are not affected by at all by the stuff that's going on. This is simply another way of hardening our hearts or growing soft under the pressure. Becoming numb is a desperate attempt to avoid all that happens around us. We are so much more powerful than that and we are empowered to stay true to ourselves and allow that truth to reshape the world in which we live. So let's talk briefly about some of the ways these negative situations come to us and affect us. Each time we open our social media apps, every time we turn on the news, and nearly every conversation we participate in exposes us to negativity. The information we receive can be focused on the latest political arguments. We are bombarded with news of violence and hatred. We hear about the latest illnesses and ailments that are affecting our friends, our family, and even large parts of the population. I've talked before about turning off the news, so let me explain why I do it so it does not encourage anyone to avoid the darkness in the world. That's not why I turn the news off. That avoidance truly can just lead to denial. For me, turning off the news is not a way of avoiding. For me, turning off the news is a way for me to seek truth in the situations instead. And the reason I do this is that the liberal media has one slant on the reports that they give. The conservative media, talking about the same topic, have a totally different slant to the reports that they're giving. And somewhere in the middle of all of that is the truth. So when a situation in the world presents as something I want to know more about, instead of going to the media, I seek truth, and I do that through all kinds of research, and I literally do my best to steer clear of a biased report. I still open the social media apps. However, I don't engage in threads that are filled with hate and anger, sadness, and negative meaning. When a topic is important to me, instead of engaging, I simply share a post of positive affirmation around the discussion. If the topic is not important to me, I often just pray love over it and release it. I keep conversations that are built on negativity very short. And those who know me well understand that if they bring me negativity, I'm going to do what I can to assist them in shifting perceptions so positivity can come through. It is often difficult to not be affected by the situations on the global and national front. We take it all in, and folks, we're affected in some way. Some people claim not to be affected. However, those folks are in denial. We are all affected in some way. One of the ways we're affected is to fall into victim mode. We do this each time we allow the experience of life to weaken our resolve to follow our path. We can come to believe that our contribution to life is unworthy. We can come to believe we are not good enough to make a difference. We become like the carrots in our story and soften under the pressure of these experiences. Now, do not be confused with softening under the pressure of world news and softening our hearts. Becoming soft under the pressure of the world is to allow the world news to change our experience of something. It is to allow the world to change our perception of ourselves and ultimately our expression of our truth. To soften our hearts, on the other hand, is to allow ourselves to feel, to be empathic toward others, to allow compassion to enter our lives and be expressed out into the world. Quite a difference there. Becoming soft under the pressure of world news dampens our energy and motivation to continue giving our true selves. When we adopt the feelings of unworthiness in resolving the issues in the world around us, we internalize these beliefs and easily begin to believe we are unworthy in many aspects of our life experience and not just the ones around that situation. Like the carrots, we allow the world situations to define us. Now, many times we experience the world around us from the polar opposite of softening. We become hard and we build walls in an effort to protect ourselves from all we see. Like the eggs in the story, the happenings of our life experience invite us to harden our hearts. We still see others as unable to change the world, so we harden our defenses to keep the pain and darkness out. We come to believe that we can't do anything to change the world. So we harden our hearts. We build walls to keep the pain and the darkness out. We come to believe that by hardening our hearts, we will not feel the pain and fear. The walls we build around our hearts seem to protect us from all that is outside of us. However, in building these walls, we also block out the goodness and love and peace that are available in the world. It is the fear and pain of what we see that encourages us to build these walls and harden our hearts. Yet, in creating our walls, we trap the fear and pain inside. We are never fully free from it. In the freedom from our pain and fear, when we realize and release that pain and fear, our walls will crumble. When we get freedom from that pain and fear, walls will crumble. We cannot have walls and freedom at the same time. Both softening and hardening are methods we use in our attempt to avoid that which we see. If you find yourself in either one of these, check in and ask, am I really free of the pain and fear and negativity? You will find that you're not. The only thing that changes when we soften or harden our hearts by the situations in life is that the things we desire to be free from are more evident than ever. In the illusion of dealing with the negative things of the world, we have only served to zero our focus in on that which we want to remove from our lives. And as you know, what we focus on is what we attract more of into our lives. When life is difficult and seems to be hammering away at us, if we use either of these methods, we are merely shaping and defining ourselves according to the reality that we perceive, to that illusion. We're allowing that illusion to shape us. Allowing the world around us to define us cheats us of fully living. We cheat ourselves and others of the amazing truth that is our essence. To fully live, we must stay true to our inner awesomeness. The coffee in the story is the example that serves our highest good. The coffee was not changed by the water. It changed the water. We too can change the world around us. We are empowered to change the world. We begin our journey to change the world by seeing the true definition of ourselves. We must see the love that is so abundant within us that it cannot be contained. We must see the strength that we have within that allows us to stand firmly in our truth when the world shows up as dark and fearful. We must know peace within as more powerful than the chaos that's outside of us. Each of us has all that we will ever need within our essence. We have everything we're ever going to need to stay true as we face the issues and problems of the world. We are fully capable of enthusiastically living each moment of our lives. I heard a quote the other day that says, when we come to the point when our life passes before our eyes, I hope that what you see excites you and fills you with gratitude. We can only build this life when we express fully as our authentic selves. Allowing the circumstances of life and the news presented to us everywhere we turn to define us and guide us limits our ability to be authentic. To begin changing the world, we must acknowledge our authenticity. We must see ourselves defined as strong, loving, kind, peaceful, or whatever it is that we hold within our essence, within our heart. I speak of the collective here, but be very clear. I speak directly to you, the individual. I'm speaking to the essence within you. You are all these things. You are capable of tuning in. You are capable of discovering all that you are as your essence. Those negative beliefs you have about you are words of your ego. If you believe them, it does not mean they are true. It simply means that you have been believing an illusion. For some of you, this belief may have been firmly in place for many years. Those negative beliefs no longer need to hold power over you. They no longer need to control your experience of life. If you cannot flip the switch and easily turn those beliefs off, consider what the opposite of those beliefs will be. If you feel scared or afraid, for instance, maybe the opposite of that is courageous and strong. Maybe it is confident and powerful. Only you're going to know what this definition is for you. Ask yourself, what is the opposite of the egoic illusion you have bought into all this time? Be still and hear your answers. Now, many of us are so caught up in the, you know, the cluster of thoughts in our mind that we can't hear those answers. If this is true for you, break out a thesaurus and look up antonyms for whatever you're feeling. If you feel weak, for instance, look up weak in a thesaurus. And then look at each individual word. Try them on. See how they feel. So if weak is the word that comes up for you, some suggestions found in a thesaurus, are, you know, the antonyms are mighty, powerful, strong. So try those on. Imagine yourself as these. One of them, or maybe it's a different word, is going to resonate within you as truth. What resonates within, what you feel aligned with, is your truth. Not that illusion that the ego presents, but what resonates with you. So if ego tells you that you're incapable of dealing with the situations in your life, consider how you will feel when you are capable. You may find able, competent, qualified, skillful. Check in. See what resonates within. These are your truth. This is your essence. So I have a little exercise, if you will, that I want you to try. And if you can do it now on the fly, perfect. If you can't, come back to it, because this is very, very powerful. And I'll tell you what this statement or what this practice did for me. So here's the practice. Identify three or four empowering feelings that resonate within you. And know these are your essence. Your essence will have many more positive traits. In fact, your essence contains all good and powerful qualities. It contains everyone that you will ever need. But go ahead and identify the three or four that stand out the most. As you do this, you create a resource that serves you to open your entire essence in every situation. Okay, so once you have these three or four empowering qualities identified, put them in this statement. And the statement is this: I am a, and then you fill in the blanks. And then at the end, you put in woman or man, whatever holds true for you. I am a blank, blank, and blank man. I did this process many years ago, and it holds tremendous power in my life, even to this day. I still use it daily. When you identify the truth of you, your essence, and when you feel it to be true, you have an invaluable resource to assist you in transforming your beliefs about you and the world around you. So create your statement and write it down. Memorize it. Post it in places you will see it often. Place your hand on your heart and speak the words, and then repeat the words until you believe them. Feel the energy rise from deep inside of you. When you feel this energetic lift, know you are what you speak, and you are fully capable of lovingly and gratefully dealing with all that enters your life experience. That would not be fair for me to ask you to create this statement if I did not share mine. So here it is. This will be an example of what this thing sounds like in its completion. I am a whole, strong, trusting, and worthy man. This statement has empowered me in every aspect of my life. I became able to walk into meetings that caused great fear in my life. By silently claiming this statement before and even during the meeting and feeling it, I was able to fully experience the meeting without fear, and I was able to contribute value where fear would have caused me to stay silent before. This statement has empowered me to participate in many things that ego would have scared me away from. You know, due to shyness and feelings that I had before, those feelings of not being good enough, not having anything worth value, I would never have been able to host this radio show or facilitate group events or become a life coach. I certainly never would have been able to become the spiritual leader of my spiritual center. This statement, which I now know is my truth and essence, empowered me to take the step into expanding my life experience. This statement even gave me the courage to throw a surprise wedding for my wife, where before the proposal alone would have caused great fear of being rejected. This statement becomes a belief when we feel it in our hearts. When we allow it to resonate throughout our entire being, this belief empowers our truth. Creating your own statement of truth will empower you as well. Those things in this world that frighten you will not be so daunting when you face them from your truth. Once you know your truth, once you connect with your essence, you become a beacon of light, love, and peace that transforms the world. It may begin with your relationship. It may move into your community. It may impact the world on a global level. It is seeing from your heart and radiating goodness out that this world is transformed. Begin to shift your perception of the world. Change your belief in the world. This world, this life experience has so much good in it. We cannot shrink away from that. We cannot build walls between us and that. This world, this life experience can be amazing. And when we express as our authentic selves, as our essence, we add value to the world and our experience. What you see presented on the news and social media and those conversations only represent a tiny fraction of what's going on around you. And even in them, you can find goodness. Staying true to you, even the meanings of those news items can shrink, can shift, and not be so dark. The story you see will transform you, and you'll find deeper truth. You will discover how the story can lead to good instead of settling for the surface meaning of what is presented. Those conversations with others that speak of doom and gloom will shift as you radiate your inner love and good. Many conversations with family and friends revolve around the most recent illnesses and maladies. You need to do nothing to move the conversation to a different track. Don't do like I tried for years and derail the conversation. Simply radiate love and peace and wellness into the conversation, and healing begins. You know, I have to tell you, I've got someone near and dear to me that always begins every conversation by telling me of all that's wrong with them. It used to make me agitated, and I would kind of shrink away the conversation like the carrots. I became softer. After a while, it started just making me mad, and I kind of hardened my heart and tried to derail and move the conversation in a different direction. It was not until I became more loving in the situation and started approaching it and listening from my heart that started to shift. Once I realized what I was doing, I started just adding love and peace and wellness and healing into the situation, and the conversation started to shift. When I was becoming agitated, like I said, I was the carrots. I experienced all three of these things. I experienced being the egg, I experienced being the coffee, and I can tell you without doubt that when I stayed true to me, when I didn't let the situation change me, the situation changed. Same is true in every situation that we face. We can do this with all the news that comes our way. We do not need to go out and take major actions to change the world. Of course, if you choose to do that, by all means, go for it. But do so with love. Do so with light and peace. When we shift our focus from the dark and negative to the light and good, we are able to see this life experience in all its glory. When we align the way we perceive situations with our essence, we shift our experience. Once you have done this, if you still feel the need to stand up in support of whatever topic that you choose, like I said, do so. Just remember, the bickering only leads to more bickering. The fighting only leads to more fighting. Darkness only leads to more darkness. Only your light will heal any of it. So stand for what you believe. Stand with love. Stand in support of something. Stand in peace. Stand for something. No matter what it is, stand in your truth. You are powerful beyond measure. Marianne Williamson has a beautiful speech on that, so look that up. It is our inner strength, our inner light that will change this world, and you can do it. Thank you so much for listening in today. I invite you to join the Life's Toolbox group on Facebook. Ask questions there. Begin conversations. Use this group as a platform to elevate love and peace in this world. I want you to use this group to empower your own journey as well. Also, please visit my website at www.kennybrixey.com to find out about how my work may assist you in opening awareness to your own authentic truth. There's a process that we can go through to help you identify your essence. And we create contracts with yourselves. So do that. My great appreciation goes out to Brent Carey for creating Empower Radio. Thank you to Mark, my producer, for producing the show and many others as well. Until next week and beyond, stay true to you. Allow your expression into this world to change the world that you live in. Love and peace.